Meeting is now called to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is not first on the agenda, but we'll begin with voting on the budget. Is there any board discussion on the budget?
No.
I'm good with what we discussed in June or July with them.
All right, any citizen discussion? All right, all in favor of accepting the budget as is? Aye?
Aye.
Oh, wait, I guess we should move in a second. Sorry.
I move to accept the budget as it was decided in July.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll pass this around for signatures. There we are. It's confirming the results of the vote.
This is what we just voted on, right?
No. Budget was down here under board discussion.
What is it?
But.
16.
I see what you're saying.
I think they may have said to open the meeting with this. So you would sign there and I'll send that in to the county.
Okay.
Oh. They gave us this, a resolution to levy a property tax rate exceeding the revenue neutral rate. But I think we decided that we weren't exceeding the revenue neutral rate, right?
I believe that's true. No, we were below it.
Yeah, we lowered it. So they gave this to us just in case.
Okay, yeah.
Shall levy a property tax rate.
Date.
Let me just check.
You know, I thought we kept it the same, but we actually lowered it.
Yeah, we kept the bottom dollar the same, I believe, but lowered the rate.
Right.
We still got the same amount since the assessments have gone up.
Let's see.
I'm having a hard time finding.
General is 0.817. What is that? And 11 point, it says C, we're below. Okay.
Okay.
Because we're at 11 there on the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And the same as that one.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave this blank. Just record it. All right. That's it for budget.
So the budget meeting is over.
Yes. All right.
Do we have to close it out and open again or not?
Like we do with the...
I have no clue. I think it sounds good the way we just did it.
Okay. Well, they're just going to look at the paperwork that we send in. That's pretty clear to everyone in this room. Back to the order of the agenda. We have a quorum. Approval of minutes from August 19th, 2024 meeting. You guys have had a chance to look over those. Any feedback? Okay, I move that we approve the minutes from the August meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Clerk's report. We got the FEMA PDA. I can't remember what that stands for, but it's the spreadsheet that outlines each road, estimated cost to repair it back to the state it was at before the January 16th emergency. and percentage of completion for that. So that was due this week. We got it turned in. Much thanks to Carol.
And you.
Yes.
I think we made it harder than we needed to, but it was more precise than probably any that have been handed in before.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. I was afraid to make generalizations, but for next time, I'll definitely simplify it. Hopefully there's not a next time, but there's always a next time. Anyways, I don't know what the next step of the I think the next step of the process to get the FEMA funding is that they're going to send guys out to look at the roads.
Evaluate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure that we're not just making stuff up on the spreadsheet, I think.
And we have to prove our funds that we've spent.
Okay.
That's what we'll talk about this later on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm real concerned about that, how that works.
Yeah. So that's it for me. Treasurer's report.
Okay. Beginning balance was $470,049.98. Earned $1,586.67 in interest. Had a deposit of $21,125.13 in checks that cleared the bank, and our ending balance was $450,696.47.
And the vouchers are here in this packet.
Yes.
Okay.
Last page should be. And the only thing that did not come up on there.
Velocity.
Is no.
Internet.
No, that was internet. But mm-hmm. It all goes to Butler County. That was a mess up on their part. Is Gail's check, and I don't handwrite it. But I put it in a separate way because it doesn't go straight to the bank account. And it never shows up on here until after it goes to the bank. So I don't know. That's the only thing that did not show up there.
Okay. I move we approve the vouchers.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Overseers and trustees report. Steve, okay. We do both.
Randy... was very busy today, and he was sending me all that, and he didn't get around to it, and when I asked for it, he was already at home. But basically, they've been still patching the chip seal roads and cracks, and he's gone out and graded the roads that I get phone calls on, and they have rocked the roads that we stopped grading the roads because of the dust. And we just started putting rock down over the areas. And Carla,
I saw a lot of tickets for Meadowlark.
What's that?
I saw a lot of tickets for rock that was going to Meadowlark.
There were a lot of, they rocked a lot.
Right.
They rocked a lot of roads.
Yeah.
Well, I told, that's Bannon Trucking, mm-hmm. hauling that in. That's trying to start putting it down, what we did
right
for the rock for the beam.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But, I want to bring up Carla Holland that keeps complaining about the potholes.
Okay.
She does not even live in Butler County. She lives in Sedgwick County. She doesn't have any roads in Pleasant Township.
Okay.
Which stretch is she on?
Oh, she lives on the Sedgwick County side of county line.
And that's Gypsum Township, her road even.
Okay.
We don't have anything south of 150th. That's all Gypsum.
Okay.
And she's complaining about the rock we put on the road now. Have you seen that? Or is it just
she doesn't like the rock?
We're not. I'm.
Or it's not enough.
Is it on the internet or is it just to you?
She called me. And left a message for Steve before she called me.
And then she wants the rock removed because they're going to have a lot of people coming in between the 25th of September and some other date, October 1st or something. And I told her that it's the same rock that we put on all the roads. In fact, we're going to rock the rest of the road, not just the potholes. So we'll probably get some more. We shouldn't get any phone calls from her because I told her that she doesn't even live in her county. So when you get anything from Carla, remember. That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
That's the overseer's report.
Okay. For board discussion, we've done the budget already. Started the FEMA discussion. What did you want to add to that, Steve?
Okay, the rock that we've already put down, if we get a check from FEMA and they say that we have to use it, we do have to use that money by a certain time.
18 months, and we can get an extension.
And so let's say we spent 50 or 60,000 already on rock. Mm-hmm. When we get the check, can we take that off the chunk of there?
Yes.
And put it over
yes.
there
you
as
can
spent?
Use it for the road grader.
And what's whatever. That do to our annual budget? Does that pop it back up there?
Yes.
And then
you can use.
Are we going to be, at the end of the year, are we going to have a lot of our annual budget?
You make an extra payment on the grader? Or
10 or 15?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I'm, that stuff keeps me up at night.
By the end, about November, we need to start.
Because
we still have to pay for the chip seal.
Uh-huh.
We haven't got a bill for that yet.
That's $100,000 off your
right,
almost
$450,000.
Yeah. Okay. Just as long as.
And then the road grader payment's what, $50,000?
Something like that. So we are concerned about carrying over
too
a
much.
Surplus.
Yes.
I don't want to carry anything
But FEMA, we don't have to use that FEMA money this year if we get it.
We have 18.
Right, and so right.
That could be, that could show up in November, December, right?
Also,
or even
somehow, in fact, I can call Tammy and find out the money that we received from SEMA is extra and above our budget. We
so
could
we can
make a separate fund for that,
okay,
like
okay.
we do special machinery.
Yep.
I'll call her and see about that, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
That's got all my questions asked right there about the FEMA budget money.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to move on to the next agenda item.
Yes.
Is that okay? Give railroad contractors phone numbers to the public. Jimmy Clayton, 303-594-8962. Ethan Close is the project manager, 303-945-9395.
And I've already put it on Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch, Jimmy's number, for the public if you have, like.
Like tonight when I wanted to leave my
yes.
house, they had it blocked with no signs up, and it was blocked for an hour or more.
And Santa Fe Lake Road is going to be closed now until mid-October. So all that's detouring around us.
So if people have questions about closures, refer them to.
I talked to Jimmy. Guys. And he said if the Burlington Northern wants to, they could close Santa Fe Lake Road indefinitely. So we have no say about how long it
right.
takes
no.
the Burlington Northern. I just want the public to know that I'm going to add that to the Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch. Because
okay.
they got kind of snotty with me the last couple times I talked to them. Water trucks brought out there to water down the detour. And they said, we're not even in your county anymore. We moved on over here. SEMA trucks are still cutting across 180th.
So who's closing the intersections? That's Burlington Northern.
Uh-huh.
So they are still in our township.
They said, told me that if I had issues, I had to go to the Burlington Northern Railroad. Not SEMA, the general contractors.
Oh. Okay.
And SEMA, that's who SEMA is general contractors.
So Jimmy Clayton and Ethan Close are SEMA?
Yes.
We need Burlington Northern.
And I don't know how to, I'd rather have our, go through Butler County and have their attorneys go through Burlington Northern. That's the only way to deal with that.
Well.
Right.
Okay, so, oh, please.
Just a little tidbit of information. Chase County went through a thing like this where they sued, somebody sued, or the county sued the railroad because they were blocking. And when it got upheld in the district court where they found against Burlington Northern, Burlington Northern appealed to federal. Federal law is that the railroads can block any crossing, anytime,
as
anywhere,
long as they want.
As long as they want, and it got thrown out.
So. Without markings or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have to. Yep. And what's really irritating is all those crossings, we pay for them. KDOT pays for them, and we pay them to install them.
Burlington Northern pay any taxes to us?
I doubt it.
I just wondered if railroad was taxed.
I don't know. See, ask Warren Buffett. He's the one that owns them.
West Star and Evergy, we actually collect money from the substations.
Butler County does?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Okay, so since these guys are SEMA and not Burlington, are these numbers good for much?
It's not going to do us any good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to put it on the website or anything.
He already did.
Yeah.
On the neighborhood watch thing.
Well,
yeah, I was going to offer to put it on our website, but if these aren't really
go ahead and leave them there, though.
Sure.
The public call them to get enough people just to.
Yeah. Santa Fe Lake Road is closed till mid-October.
Yes.
Agenda item number 4.
Yeah, that's just.
Okay. Which part of it?
Right there off 150.
The road.
Santa Fe.
Side of the road.
Between 140th and 150th.
The highway is closed and all the rock trucks are coming around Pleasant Township, 140th down to Waukenie, back to 150th and over. And we don't have road signs saying that they can't do it. Randy said he'd go to Butler County to get more signs to put out there, but we only did it on the major roads.
Okay, so Santa Fe Lake Road between 140th and 150th.
I'm just giving a heads up, but that's going to be, that Santa Fe Lake Road is going to be closed till mid-October, probably until November, actually.
So Tewakini and 140th.
And 150th is going to be closed. The sign said the 19th and 20th is what, Thursday and Friday?
And they're doing asphalt.
So most likely over the weekend, too. But.
They're doing the asphalt approaches. Each crossing will be closed for a day or two. Once they're done with that, they should be done.
Okay. So.
160, they need to do a lot of work there. That is terrible.
It is.
Within next 2 weeks, 6 crossings will be closing, about 1 a day as asphalt approaches. That's what you guys were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 6, discuss 2 new developments. So this is Wandering Meadows at 160th and Indianola and Horizon Estates near 140th and Mulberry. Is there any board discuss?
At ours again, what was it?
Horizon Estates.
Okay.
That's one on Mulberry.
All right. Any board discussion before we, what is your name?
Joe Hutchison.
Before we hear from Joe?
It's about that addition. That your 2 lots that's north that you want to use Mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
The way we feel right now, Mulberry is just a glorified driveway right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can't expand the road to the east. We can't take the hedgerow out. That's already in the easement of Evergy with the power lines. That's no man's land over there. Everything else would cut into everybody's property on the west side to widen the road out.
Mm-hmm.
And I can vouch for all the residents in that addition, and 2 of them are here, that they do not want any expansion added to their road. Other than those 2 lots up there,
mm-hmm.
their work that goes back towards 140th, we're not opposed to.
Mm-mm.
you can do anything you want, and why can't you just make those two lots go north too?
The county doesn't. We'd have to, I mean, we could definitely look at that. We're gonna have to do some rework. When I came, when was it, back in June?
Right.
Neither of you were here, so it was kind of a, but that's what I was looking for. This layout is my idea, and the reason I came to it was, you know, the density. I know there was problems with density. You know, the county cannot regulate how groundwater is used. The state does not allow the counties to regulate that. So at this point, until they would like for the statutes to change where they can restrict what people can drill wells for and so on, but they can't do anything. So that was, and it's cheaper for my client. He doesn't have to build a road down through there and all that. And that's what, when I came to that meeting, I was looking for a hard no on this layout. And if I would have got a hard no, I would have just, the other option is a 9-lot plat. And coming in off of 40th Street, coming down, having a cul-de-sac, pretty much what Corte went to after that zoning meeting, where they had it coming down and coming out of Mulberry. They changed it to just a cul-de-sac and, you know, 9 lots. So that was what we were looking at, but I came up with this 5-lot layout, just thinking about density. You know, there were some things that were beneficial for the neighbors. Putting in a new cul-de-sac, getting it out of people's yards, extending the water line up, provides water for 3 people, which you won't take advantage of. So that's what I was here for, was hoping that if this was gonna be a hard no from the township using that road, and I didn't really get that feeling from any of the conversation we had. I didn't get a hard no coming back.
I was
back
out of town.
So.
Was Jim there? I think Jim was at that meeting.
I wasn't at that meeting.
Okay. She wasn't there. There was a tall guy
Jim.
That was down on the
Jim.
Corner.
Yeah, yeah, Jim Barth.
And he was there, so I talked to him quite a bit. And I didn't get a sense that it was.
But I talked to you on the phone like the next day because I couldn't be there. And I mean, I think I was pretty clear about it. So I said, okay, so are we doing citizen discussion?
We can roll right into citizen discussion.
I am going to speak to you. Like, I know that this is not towards you as an individual. It's you as an advocate for your owner. Half of that cul-de-sac is on our property. Mm-hmm. And I wonder even, there's so many thoughts, so I'm sorry if I'm a little jumbled, but I know we have an easement for Evergy, you said, but what about the pipeline even? We can't move where is the pipeline at? Because we can't put an asphalt road or some kind of cul-de-sac on the pipeline, can we?
The gas line?
Uh-huh.
We'll stay away from, with the layout, we've got the cul-de-sac would actually end further south than it does now, south of there's the electrical structure right there. It would be south of that. Part of that is the gas line up at the north end. The way we would have to do the cul-de-sac would get into that pipeline. So we moved it down, and my thought there also was that tree row in to the east of your house, we'd stay away from that, try to keep that windbreak intact. But basically, in the way our layout is, your drive from the cul-de-sac, so south of that electric structure, and I should have printed some stuff out. Toby told me this afternoon that you'd ask if somebody could show up, so
right.
I didn't have a lot of time. But anyway, with that cul-de-sac, basically your drive from there up, it would still be county right-of-way, but there wouldn't be any, basically you'd have a private drive from there up to your house.
Well, so that brings up new problems for me too, though. Already, poor Miss Debbie gets all of our, like they go to her house first. So already there's issues with people figuring out where we live. So it makes me wonder if there'll be more further confusion unless I put a sign there or something to indicate it. So my question is, so I can't think of his name, Barack? What's his name?
Ahmad.
sorry about that. Ahmad has a name for himself in Cali County because he goes in and he builds and with little, not abandoned maybe. I've heard from several people that maybe the indication is like, so when I saw your five plot, I did a little dance because I thought, we know that this is going to be an investment. I can't avoid that, right? We know that they're going to develop it in some way. And I would love for those to be 2 28-5-acre lots. But let's be real. What's he going to do? He's going to build those three houses on 140th. What's he doing with those 2 25-acre lots?
Yes.
He can't do anything. He would have to replat those
yes.
lots.
Exactly.
Now, wait, can I speak now? Yeah. Nothing keeps them in the future from platting that out into 10 little plots.
It's currently zoned for 3-acre lots. And that would be my concern.
That's
is that
what
we're just,
they don't want to happen.
So that would
right,
be.
We're opening a door.
And they will stop
that'd
it.
That would be 14 lots
that
could
that
be done
mm-hmm.
right there.
Unless you can guarantee.
Well, for one thing, they aren't going to have the water. Two, so they are going to have to spend, they told us, $180,000 to loop a water line big enough to support anything. Basically what Terry Brown with Rural Water 5, he said that 2-inch line coming up Mulberry is big enough to serve 5 more residents. So that would cover the 3 houses on the west, one house on each of the lots we're doing.
Right. But there's no guarantee that
okay, now I see.
If it was subdivided, it would have to have the road improved. Any further, you know.
And they already, Mulberry already has a flooding problem.
Oh, yeah.
It goes over Mulberry right about in the middle of it, isn't it, north of your place?
Yeah, where Krista, they lose their ton of driveway, and it washes all of their driveway into their property.
What the county is also doing now is restricting. So the other good thing on my side of things for a 5-lot plat is we aren't increasing the traffic. The impact on traffic isn't as big as you go subdividing and adding more houses. And there's a magic number. Every house they figure is like 2.5 cars or something like it, it's. It's they've got a number for it, and once you hit a certain number, then you have to pave, basically. So you guys are dealing with the chip seal and stuff, which sounds like you guys can handle it. Benton Township said no, we don't have the equipment.
So they would only be then paving, even though if they put that cul-de-sac, so essentially you'd be putting a cul-de-sac, which I don't know how you're going to do it right in front of our pasture. And so right now it's a not a big slope into our pasture, so you couldn't really take. But the other side is a big slope, so you'd have to build that up. And if you improved it, now are we cutting off the counties or the townships improving the rest of that distance? Am I going to be forgotten back there? And they're not. I'm going to be now responsible for rocking my own way more than I'm currently rocking.
That would be a question for your township. I don't know what they right.
What is the road material that you guys are anticipating for the cul-de-sac?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it. It would be whatever standard.
Because it would have to be a pretty big cul-de-sac. So we have one of the large buses that comes through every day.
Oh, yeah. It's county standard 80-foot radius cul-de-sac. And it's more of a, P. Looks like a lot of peas, but it's got the full 80-foot radius.
And you're saying all 5 of these properties will be hooked up to Rural Water?
Yeah, the county's requiring that for any subdivision.
So as you're going to propose this plat, is it currently with structures on, like are you assisting with the building of 5 structures, or are they just, selling them as 5,
yeah.
5 lots?
Yeah, he's just selling. As far as I know, has he done construction in Cali County? From what I understand, he's just split property in Cali County and sold it off. I haven't gotten the impression that they do any actual building themselves. And yeah, I have heard about things they did down in Cali. Thing is, in Butler County, you can't get away with the things that they wanted to do.
Well, that, one of the comments that you made was about the water and that they don't have Butler. My impression was at that town, or at the two meetings we were at, they set parameters and said that if you were to put, which I know that now with the 5 property versus the 9 property, it is a little bit different, but at the 9 property, it had to be chip sealed all the way to, what's the one east of us?
140. 140th?
No, Crow Creek. It would have to be chip sealed all the way to there. It would be, have to be on a rural water, not well water, or the other parameters. Nothing coming off of Mulberry.
No interior road connected to Mulberry is the resolution.
So how would a cul-de-sac, because so one of the gentry, when I talked to gentry when they were selling it, he said it wouldn't be an interior road, it would be a driveway. But if you're putting a cul-de-sac in, is that still classified as a driveway and not an interior road?
I would imagine it would be an interior or a driveway, because an interior road, the interior road was looping from 40th Street down to Mulberry, was my understanding, and that there's not an interior road there. I mean, there's currently a cul-de-sac already. We're just moving the location of it and improving it.
Has your office and has the owner, has he driven Mulberry to see how
I don't know if he has. I would assume that he has.
Butler County guy has that he's dealing with.
Toby Stewart?
Yes.
With the community planning?
Yes. He said yes, it's a driveway.
Oh, the road.
Mulberry's a driveway.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Well, I could have very well got the wrong impression from conversations, which would fall on me. You know, I just didn't feel like I got a whole lot of pushback that 2 more residences on there would be a problem.
If it came down, I feel in my gut and in my heart from conversations I've had with multiple people at the county, and even with you and some other people, that we're not stopping at 225. Like I said, if I knew that we were stopping at 225 acre lots and they were gonna be private residences and not zoned, like because the county decided to go ahead and make that entire property 3 acre lot, or zoned for 3 acre lots, I will be at every, nothing against you, but I will be at every meeting because I feel like I have to protect what we fought for, our family to be able to be out there. And I don't want to be ignorant to the fact that this person deserves to be able to make a profit off of their investment, but I don't want to be delaying the inevitable. And we have a crazy coyote population right now, and what's going to happen when they start developing that? They're all coming to our field, you know? And so I just feel threatened, and I know that my comfort is not going to be impacting on this decision, but the road is very concerning.
In October 1st, you're bringing it before Butler County, so there's another meeting.
Yeah, I have it on my calendar.
Okay, so
I got that message on vacation.
So they'll get to relive what Cortez. We were at the Cortez.
Right,
Corti.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if there was some way to close the door on those 25 acre lots being further developed, and that would be one thing, but instead it feels like maybe we're getting a foot in the door to open it later on.
Well,
that's what's most concerning to the residents.
I can't speak to my client's intentions. From everything I understand, they just want to get rid of the property. They aren't looking to split anything else up. They just want to sell. So what are your guys' thoughts about a 9-lot plat and running a chip sealed road down the center of it in a cul-de-sac? And
that wouldn't connect to Mulberry?
No, it'd come off of 40th Street or 140th.
It makes only sense. There's no need to hook it to Mulberry. Let
right,
them
right.
Make their own entrance off 140th.
The 140th.
It's their problem.
Right.
They sold that property once and they backed out. Now they're trying to weasel something else through.
I know.
With the 9-lot plat, would that include the 25 acre lots? That would take up a whole.
No, they would be 10. Eight acre lots.
Okay, so it would only solve the issue
of the road. So would those also, in the 9 acre lot platting option, would that include rural water?
Yes.
Yeah. The 9 acres. I am very trepidatious about nine neighbors, but I'm less trepidatious about nine neighbors as long as they're on rural water. Because like Elena and her sons were walking on the road today, and I have a small SUV, and I had to get over to the left, and they had to get over. You know what I mean? I mean, we already are in a position that if you're walking, there's no room to walk in a regular sized vehicle to go down that road. And so without, if you put those 225s, and it was just genuinely two households, two homesteads that were driving up and down that road, not a bajillion construction vehicles coming up and down that road. We can't sustain semis. We had a semi come in and bring us building material because we bought the worst house on the best street type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a semi, he had to back the whole way because, yeah, because you can't turn, he could not turn the semi around there. So we don't have room, and it was not good for our roads. I'm sure some of those potholes were from some of our construction stuff that came up. So Mulberry is not designed to sustain. So that would be my next question. By being okay with this, which I know you guys aren't building, you're just looking at dividing, platting, and selling.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we want to look at the long run. If we have these two 25-acre lots, I mean, I even worry then about Mulberry being able to sustain the number of work crews and trucks and stuff that would be coming off of Mulberry in its current state.
And why can they not make a road from 150th?
40th?
No, 140th,
150th, to those two lots.
Because they'd have to go through Ross Lumbert's land to get off the 150th.
That's not, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it'd be like a half mile in.
Okay, I didn't.
Well, there's room on Mulberry to expand it as is. I mean, there's a 40-foot right of
way. Oh, wait, no, wait.
So, I mean, you could, all your county roads are a minimum of 40-foot.
You could expand the west side. The guy's front yard is, and take out the hedge and the easement from the pipeline.
Yes, lease
model. Well, the hedge is actually on section line. So all of it's west of section line. So there's a 40-foot strip that was dedicated.
You know,
there's houses on 150, but what's behind there?
Well, no, there's a 40-foot right-of-way there.
Onto the west, which includes Corbin and Kaylee's. I mean, it would literally, if you
talk to you sometime about it.
So there's one family that's been there a long time.
This is just the beginning of another battle.
Grandpa passed it down to his kids. And if you drive it, you'll see it. They literally have the ditch, and then their house starts. And so you make the 40-foot, which I mean, I get it. The county can take what they want. We had a house, and my mom has a house in Eastboro.
Well, I mean, that road could be improved to bigger than what it is.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If you're going to improve it to the west, I mean, you're going to be in Corbin and Kaylee's bedroom. It's being like, right. Literally, they could probably reach out their window and pet the car.
Right.
All I'm saying is most of your county roads are 40-foot, and there's 40-foot there, so... You know, there's room to put a regular.
No,
I don't think
most of the county roads aren't 40-foot.
That might be the
recorded.
That might be the written information.
And there are quite a few of them that are still 40-foot.
Are you going from the ditch to the ditch?
No, I'm going from section line or from section line 20-foot both ways.
Okay. Well, because our roads are only 20 to 21. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're including
foot both ways. And on Mulberry, section line is on the east side of Mulberry, and it's all of Mulberry is on the west side of section line. And it was opened in 68 at 40 foot. The cul-de-sac is 80 by 80, which isn't near big enough for a true cul-de-sac. You really need an 80-foot radius to be able to turn semis and fire trucks and all that around.
Okay. Well, if there's more discussion, maybe we can have it after the meeting adjourns. But I think everybody pretty much got
Wandering Meadows. If anybody wanted to,
I just saw that today. Are you good?
Yeah.
That one too.
Same client?
No. This is Craig Sharp.
Is that Sharp Realty?
Yeah.
Is he going to build that or try to sell it off?
He's splitting it into 8 5-acre lots with a road and a cul-de-sac down the middle of it.
Is that to the west or the east of Indianola?
East.
Okay.
It's on that corner of that big pasture.
Okay. Where that big farmhouse sits way back in there. Okay. It's part of that same property.
I haven't heard any objections to one. I haven't heard any discussion at all about
it. I haven't. I just saw it today for the first time.
And it's the final plat.
There is a question from the county engineer on it.
Really?
Yeah, Horizon Estates, we've been talking about.
That we wanted to discuss, it's all.
That's the preliminary.
I didn't want to say, yeah, go do it.
The Wandering Meadows one is the final one, so this has been going on for a while, and no one's made a fuss.
So what do we, where do we leave this, sorry?
It's just discussion, you know, it's up to the county.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't have.
So if the county's okay with it.
What's on your guys' side is Mulberry.
The driveway.
And, you know, having the extra traffic on Mulberry, and maintaining a new cul-de-sac, because if we build a new cul-de-sac, of course, it would have to be dedicated to you guys, and then you take over maintaining it, so.
I'm mowing it.
Well, I know we, I don't know if I should ask that after, but part of your, so are, okay, I've never done this before, so I'm still learning a lot. If you guys, part of the plating process, is it just to have words in place that you can hand to a future buyer, or will you guys put the cul-de-sac in yourselves and do the provisions?
They will have to build the cul-de-sac, have the water to it before they can sell.
Okay, so we would see the changes to the roads and stuff before you would sell?
Yeah.
Okay, the next question I had about that then is, at the January 28th, 23rd meeting, with the commissioners meeting, they stated at that time also terracing and flood prevention had to be done as part of the plating process before, so.
Oh, really? I haven't seen.
The next step for the plating process, when they come back to have, to approve or deny plating, the developer will have to have a plan for 140th to be chip sealed and terracing and flood prevention in place.
Oh, was that for the nine plots?
That's for the nine plots, yeah.
Well, and that may have something to do with the amount of runoff from nine houses.
They're gonna do the same thing.
Nine, you know.
Make a pea shade.
Well, because currently.
See who owns that?
So I will say, so on 140th, you'll meet a whole new group of people on October 1st or whatever.
This piece right here.
140th has a very large following.
They call this the park.
Most of our Mulberry following, we have more that will come, but. 140th has a very large following.
North of you guys for that cul-de-sac, build this great big pea shade for them other two to come in.
And if you look at the design, I know you have of that area.
And then we still maintain all this.
It does two things, it splits, and some of it runs to 140th and some of it runs down to 150th. Off of 140th, it washes that road away and floods into that little creek down there. So that was the concern, that was the commissioner's response to the 140th residents, is that currently this is already happening. And if you put any houses in there, it's gonna modify that. So you will be needing that from them. I don't know why they wouldn't come to this town, the 140th, all of the ones that live off the 140th.
Yeah, they're in this township.
Yeah, it actually floods over 140th down there, doesn't it?
Meeting in the county, yeah, a couple of them.
There's a big erosion problem in that field also.
Okay, well, we've had citizen discussion about the two new developments, but I did not realize that there was a second page on the agenda. So, back to board business. Vote on applying millings on Meadowlark Road between 160th and 170th. It will be a test mile and will connect the chip sealed roads. Why is this something we have to vote on?
Just because it's like what we did over there at Wajax is, we're gonna continue.
If it starts working, I think that in front of Rick's looks good. What do you think?
Well, it wasn't quite smooth enough to start with when they first put it down at washboardy. But I don't know if it's evened out since or not, but.
Well, the homeowners never care if it's washboardy, because it slows people down. The drivers, they care.
Eliminated dust, 100%.
If you get it prepared right to start with, that's the big deal. You gotta get a base down.
I will tell you that.
And this will give us.
There is a volunteer that will help get it ready if we need to.
Yep.
Don't look at me.
That will complete 150th all the way to 180th for a solid road that, you know, for emergency vehicles.
It's getting used now anyway, hard.
Well, I'm in favor, I just wasn't sure why it was something we need to vote on, but.
I don't know if it is either, but.
I move that we apply millings on Meadowlark Road between 160th and 170th.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And the final thing we have is resolution to pay an hourly wage for administrative work done for projects such as FEMA et cetera.
FEMA told us when we had the meeting with them that because of all the extra work that took, that they would pay it if it was on our books.
Yeah, if we had a policy in place, then they'll reimburse up to 15% of the project cost. So I don't know if they set an upper limit for hourly wage.
Oh, can it be retroactive? So it doesn't have to be hourly?
It can't be retroactive. It will not apply to this one, but for future disasters, future boards,
so what they won't be working. So it's not an hourly, it's a what?
Well, it is hourly. I just don't know what the cap is, if it's like 15 an hour, 25. Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's whatever FEMA. It's more than what we get now.
Yes.
Well, I think that you're already included in it already.
No, we have to have it on our books, though.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if we need to set a specific wage, but if we do, should we say 35 an hour and see if they'll...
Right.
I think so. Administrative assistants are $21 an hour at average. An assistant.
Oh, and we'd be like executives. Okay, I don't even know if they'll pay up to 35 now. Whatever yeah, they'll I, pay.
27 yes. would be the top of that range.
Yep. Should we I'm leave it blank 25. Or should we pick up? Fine. Anything's better than zero. Okay. Should we define et cetera?
Well, what other disasters do we have? Is FEMA it?
FEMA is the one that will reimburse. Okay. If there's anything else that's like over and beyond that we feel should be reimbursed outside of... Okay. Let's just make it FEMA right now.
Okay.
All in favor of a resolution to pay $25 an hour for administrative work done for projects such as FEMA, and this is for future disasters in which it will be reimbursed, unless we want to come out of the township.
No.
Budget now, but that's not what I had in mind. Okay, for future disasters to be reimbursed by FEMA, I move that we vote on it.
Yep.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Is there any further citizen discussion that needs to take place on the record?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You have something?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm getting some complaints about the graves at the cemetery that have all the trinkets on it. And I don't know what we can do about it. The lady is crazy, puts them on there, and I don't want to deal with her because she's going to call me if anything's said. But
you want me to teach you how to block her phone number?
Yeah.
No, we can't. She does. It is getting.
You've seen it.
Yeah, because that's where my plots are.
It's an eyesore.
It is an eyesore, and I very much feel for
it. That's only half of it.
Hey.
I very much feel for him.
You encourage me for what you extra that you're going to do this beaming no matter what.
And they're just covered with stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Is it going away?
No.
Is that that kid's grave?
Yeah. Three. There's one kid that would be, well, he died in 10, and the other two are just babies, was a year old, just a year.
Like, right, there's something kind of crazy there.
But I just let it grow up in weeds. She comes out there once a year and throws all the grass and the weeds out in the yard, and... But I don't know what we can do about it. People are complaining.
Do you have her phone number?
I don't know. I have her phone.
Okay.
Are there rules?
Why don't you? Yeah.
Do we need to make rules?
We basically don't have any rules out of what the sign says. And no fences or rocks. But the last baby that died, we covered the grave and I watered it and got out of there, and she had the fence up and trinkets on it before dark that same day. And
give me her number and I will
phone number.
I will try to call her.
She called me a while back saying somebody bought a whole bunch of lots and she was wasn't gonna let them buy them, and nobody had bought any lots. She lied to me to start with, to tell, you know, she told me who it was. Well, it didn't take me long to catch on, it wasn't who she said it was. And, but she only lived in the township, and how they ever got lots here to start with, I don't know, because I think Delma sold McKnight the down before me. I think he sold lots to whoever wrote him a check. So, Richland has some rules, but I don't know, I could get you a copy of those, but I don't know what we can do.
Let's try to get some rules from some of the local
cemeteries.
I'll get you Richland's and you can revise them or something, and we can go over them, but.
Okay, and then give me her number and I will try to make a.
She's gonna call me and give me a call.
That's, then just don't answer if, I'll let you know when I do talk to her, okay?
It's
Yeah, it's sad, but you still can't make it.
She's got one site left and she wants to buy more, but I'm not selling anymore. I'm gonna tell her, you don't live in the township, there's no way you're gonna buy any more logs. But there's one site left that's already paid for. And it's been a year since the last baby, so I'm looking for another one pretty quick.
So we're gonna vote on it?
No.
Next time.
Okay.
Discussion.
We'll look at the rules.
Okay.
And we will try to.
Maybe vote next time.
Apply some rules and.
Hey, it's good to see you walking again.
All right, there's nothing else, meeting adjourned, 7:25 PM.
I'm sore, hurt to lean on the chair.